This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, the Fan Hotline brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And we do go out to the Fan Hotline right now, bring in Rich Waltz. Rich will call today's Pirates-Nationals game exclusively on Facebook Watch. That's at 12:30 p.m., you know that, with Sean Casey, F.P. Santangelo, and Steven Nelson. Rich, good morning. How's everything?
Hey, guys, how are you? It's good. I opened my shades here in the Renaissance right in downtown Pittsburgh, and the sun's out. So day baseball is always a beautiful thing, especially in this city and in this ballpark.
I know. You know that, Rich, from your many trips in here, walking across the bridge, being out amongst the people, and just enjoying a perfect and beautiful Chamber of Commerce day here in Pittsburgh. But you know what strikes us is the platform today, Facebook Watch. I think that a lot of people look at this and they say, well, I'm not going to put on my television. I'm going to have our station on. We carry the games and then put Facebook Watch on. How do you think this will be dynamically introduced or driven to the consumer today?
Well, this is my fifth game for MLB Network Facebook Watch. And the announcers, and we've got, you know, Sean Casey, the mayor. We've got F.P. Santangelo, who works Nationals games. This is a MLB Network telecast, which is the right word, platform, just on a different platform. So I think if you have – do you have kids at home? Do you have any – I mean, for me, I've got a 17 and a 21-year-old at home, and I've seen over the last five, 6 years that generation and even me to an extent now – don't consume television in the traditional way anymore. And that is, they watch off different platforms, off a phone, off an iPad, off a laptop. They stream the games up to the flat screen TV that sits in my living room. That's kind of how I consume baseball, is with the MLB.TV app, where you can watch every game. I do it on my iPad. I do it on my laptop, and I'll stream it to my television if I'm sitting around at home. So if this is the first time, and for the Pirates and the Pirate fans, it's their first time on Facebook Watch. This is a national show. So as you noted, the game's not available on either the Nationals or the Pirates local telecast, and we treat it as a national show as well. So look, I think technically the things to remember here are, it's a free game. You do need a Facebook account. Once you're on Facebook and you find, you know, just search and punch in Pirates and Nationals Facebook Watch, the game will come up, and it'll be essentially a regular telecast just on a different platform. There's nuances and very cool things that we can do because we're on this platform. We do not have commercials. The game does not have commercials. So the interviews and features that we get to do have a lot more depth to them than a normal telecast. So when we speak with Clint Hurdle during the game, it won't be just one question and a quick answer and, hey, thanks for the visit. It'll be a 2-minute interview because you've got the whole time between innings. And the same with the player interviews as well. The challenge is technically if you've not watched a game on MLB.TV or any of the Facebook games that have been – you know, this is the first year, and MLB Network and MLB and Facebook do a game every week. A couple things to think about here. So if you want to watch it on your phone, your laptop, or iPad or whatever, you can stream that up if you have a smart TV, Apple TV, Roku, Fire Stick, whatever you have. If you don't know what those are and you have an 18-year-old around, ask them. It is Facebook, and so one of the things that Facebook does is they do have a comment section. They have a fan section for Pirate fans, for National fans, and those comments will scroll on the right of the screen. You can remove those very easily. If you're on a device, just swipe right, the comments go, If you're on a laptop, just go to full screen. The comments leave. Or if you're on your laptop, there's a button as well that you can press that just removes the comments as well. And then we have, during the telecast, both analysts, Sean Casey and F.P. Santangelo, will step out of the booth for an inning, and they'll step into a social media booth. And so fans have a chance to chat with those analysts as the game's going on live, which is a very cool feature. So those are some of the things. And I know it's – look, the Pirates have such a great telecast on Root Sports that I know that a lot of Pirate fans are used to watching the games on Root Sports. They love their announcers, and they should. They're you know, Joe and Greg are terrific, and they have really a great show. But this is a national telecast, and we treat it as a national telecast. So I know that some Pirate fans are going to be disappointed they can't watch on Root Sports and watch their guys. And that's, you know, I think if you look at where Major League Baseball, where the NFL, where the NHL, where other leagues are going, the NBA as well, these platforms are essentially areas and other they're the television stations of the future. That's how television gets delivered to many people, and it's happening more and more. And so this telecast and these telecasts that they'll do a game every week is an attempt and something all the leagues are doing, whether it's Twitter, whether it's Google, whether it's Facebook, to get their games out on these platforms for more people to consume.
Now, Rich, you pretty much answered every question I had lined up to ask you, I actually have one, because I know one, like you mentioned, the interviews with the managers, that you have a little bit more time because there are no commercials between innings. Are you going to hook up with a player during an inning? I've seen that done a lot on national telecasts. Yes. And if so, what Pirate player will you guys be chatting with for a half inning?
You know, I'm not sure yet. Oftentimes, it's not decided until the, you know, 2 or 3 hours before the game. You have to see the lineup first. You got to see who's playing and who's not playing. And you want to check in on maybe a pitcher or two and see if they're throwing or doing something during the game. But we'll have a Pirate player. We'll have a national player. And that's cool, too, because it's you can have them on for almost the entire inning and the 2 minutes between breaks. So we will have a Pirate player to interview, as well as a national player. We'll interview both managers as well during the telecast. And look, I'm new to this, too. Everybody is. This is the first time Major League Baseball has done it. And what I've found in my four previous games is all of a sudden you can ask a manager much more specific questions about the game, about the team, and even some fans will send questions in on the chat for us to ask the manager. So it's a lot more comprehensive when it comes to that. The biggest challenge for an announcer in these games is what happens when you get hungry or have to go to the bathroom. So it's like getting strapped in the space capsule, and you're in there for three and a half hours.
Well, last thing, and I'll leave you with this, Rich. You're quite familiar with this. You'll get more questions with your time working in Florida with the Marlins. You'll get more questions pointed toward the owner than the manager, I'm sure, on this Facebook Live sort of thing today. So be prepared for that.
Well, I don't know about that. My time in Miami there were ownership questions.
No, that's what I'm saying. It'll be exactly the same.
Yeah, and I will say this. One of the things we did in Miami at the very start was, and I was there for 13 years, we had a big social night where we did social media, and we took questions the whole game. So doing this for me is somewhat familiar. But you'll get questions, and then you'll get people wanting to know, boy, how do I remove the comments? And again, we'll give you instructions during the telecast. Just swipe right or full screen it or press the quiet button. We'll get a lot of technical questions, and then you get a lot of fan questions, too, about, hey, why do the Pirates do this? Why did we bunt in this situation? Why, you know, why are the Nationals pulling their starter here? So it's a fun deal. It's different, and we'll treat it well. It's an MLB Network production. It's a great production. There's a lot of cool things that we're able to do on this platform that we can't do on a regular MLB Network Showcase game.
Rich, we thank you so very much. People are looking forward to it today. Business person special, if you will. Rich is going to call the game Pirates Nationals exclusively Facebook Watch 12:30 today. Sean Casey, FP Santangelo as well. Rich, we thank you so very much. We'll chat soon.
Excited to walk across the Clemente Bridge into that ballpark today, for sure.
All righty. Nice. Thanks again, Rich. Perfect. Good stuff from Rich. I'll tell you what.
There's a lot there.
I am going to watch for the comments. The comments. We're going to come back and talk about this.
Yeah.
We got to come. I did not. Do not disable the comments is my suggestion. They'll be just as entertaining as the game, perhaps. We're going to talk about this next, Jim.
NSFW.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.